You can't see it at first. These children look happy, relaxed, and welcoming. But when I ask them about their families, each face tells a story of suffering.
My name is Syed Jamal Hussain.
The Pakistani Taliban killed both of Jamal's parents. His father was shot. His mother died when a rocket struck their home. There is nothing in my life now, he tells me. When I was young, they used to hold me. Now I cry when I sit alone. All of these children have lost one or both parents, and they haven't seen the rest of their families for 4 years. They're from the city of Padachinar. It's in Pakistan's remote tribal area, where the border forms an isolated beak of land that cuts into Afghanistan. The tribal area is mostly populated by conservative Sunni Muslims who shelter and support the Pakistani Taliban, but the people of Padachinar are mostly Shia Muslims, regarded by the Taliban as heretics. They resist the Taliban, and for that they suffer. Padachinar has been under attack and under siege since early 2007. There is only one road linking it to the rest of Pakistan. This is what the militants do to vehicles that try to make the journey. Those who manage to escape say the population is always critically short of basic supplies.
Definitely there is shortage of the food items, there is shortage of medicines.
Abductions are common on the road. So is torture and murder. These images were provided by people from Padachinar. They showed the remains of 8 men who they say were captured by the Taliban. Their heads are severed, their bodies mutilated. It seems their limbs were cut off before they were killed. CNN can't independently verify the photos. Farid Hussain told us he fled the violence, bringing his family to live a poor existence on the outskirts of Pakistan's capital. He says the Taliban killed his 2 brothers and a nephew. He dreams of going home, but first he wants Pakistan's army to intervene. For 4 years, the people of Padachinar have been pleading for government help, and for almost as long, the government has said it will. But it hasn't. Now the Pakistani government says it has decided to send aid flights carrying people and cargo, and the military is promising to deploy soldiers. But there is still no date for any of this to begin. There are no official figures, but it's estimated the siege of Padachinar has claimed thousands of lives and displaced thousands more. 14-year-old Hasina Bibi weeps while thinking of her homeland. Those who have escaped do not know when they will return. Those who are trapped do not know when their suffering will end. In return for resisting Pakistan's enemies, they say their country has forgotten them. Phil Black, CNN, Islamabad.